2 Corinthians 9:7 through 15. Every man, according as he has purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. I've told a lot of people many a time, if you tithe to this church, don't just go over there to the box and drop your check in. Go over there, and when you put your money in the box, say, Lord, thank you that I have the privilege to tithe into your ministry. Lord, I thank you that I'm going to reap a bountiful harvest on my giving because I'm an obedient son or daughter. Somebody said, well, why do I need to do that? Because God is a faith God. And if you don't know that the plan of sowing and reaping is in effect, you can put your money in there and never say nothing, not to say thank you, not say, woo, Lord, thank you that I have the privilege to give into your kingdom. We don't realize that there is a plan of sowing and reaping. And when we give, God loves a cheerful giver. Is that what he said? So what should we at least do when we put our check in the box or our money in the box? Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to give into your kingdom. So if God says that, why be a disobedient Christian? Every man, according as he has purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. I have seen people, I'm not giving to that church. I just ain't going to give that check. You know, I may go down there, but I ain't going to give them no money. That's all they want, just your money. You ever heard people say that about the church? They have never reached that point. And I guarantee those people are not blessed. They are not blessed because they were grudgingly giving. If they give, they give it grudgingly. I ain't going to give nothing. If I do, I hear somebody say, I say, you tithe? Well, I tithe when I can. No, you don't tithe when you can. You tithe every week. That's God. And well, but I tithe last week. And then I said, well, how much did you give? Well, I give $10. I said, oh, you made $100 last week? Well, no, I made $500 last week. But I tithe $10. No, you didn't tithe $10. You gave God $10. If you made $500 last week, if this happened to be the church that you're going to tithe in, then you owed God $50, not $10. You don't have to tithe at this ministry. You can tithe anywhere you want to. But wherever you go, tithe somewhere. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, tithing was under the old covenant. It's not under the new one. I'm going to tell you right. They're really right. Because under the new covenant, God wants all of you and all of your money. He don't want just 10%. He wants all of you and all of your money. He wants whatever you have to be dedicated to Him for His glory. If you get a monthly paycheck, then you tithe monthly. You know, and if you got some little things coming in the middle of that, just add it to the whole thing at the end. But it's no problem. If you wanted to do it the other way, there's not a problem. Right. As long as the money don't have you, you have control of your money.
Right on.
Yeah, that's the main thing. And that's what God wants us to do. As He says here, every man accordingly as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. When we give, I don't give to the church, I give to God. I want to give and I want to make sure He knows that I'm giving happily, cheerfully, running over with abundance with the privilege to give Him. I don't have any problem with giving God or putting money in this ministry because I know that the money that's in this ministry is going to be used for the glory of God. And that's for sure. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. How much?
All.
Oh, man, I love it when God does this. He's able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Does that sound like a man living in lack? No. So if you're giving, I mean, what did he say there? So if you give and you give cheerfully, then God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. That just doesn't sound like a poor man to me, does it you? That sounds like a man or woman that's living with all their needs met, right? God promised to meet all of our needs. So whatever your house payments due this week or this month, whatever, the money's there, right? If you got a car payment, your money is there. You need to go to the grocery store and get groceries. You got money in the bank to buy your groceries. Now then, He didn't promise you that He'd give you $1 million to act foolishly with, did He? No, He promised to meet your needs in all sufficiency. You would not have to go without food or clothes. Now then, He also give you a brain. You know, you don't go downtown and see a dress or a suit. I'll tell this about guys, you know. a guy, you know, they come down and say, they quote me some name. Say, how do you like my duds? I said, okay, they look nice. See that right there? That's so-and-so and so-and-so, you know, $5,000 what this costs. First time I had somebody do that to me, I looked at mine and had a JCPenney in there. I said, $79.99, JCPenney. I ain't trying to impress nobody with what I wear. I mean, I'm not that kind of guy. I mean, so many times, even my wife, you know, she wants me to. I started out somewhere the other night after I'd been outside in the wind, and the wind blowing like 90 miles an hour. My hair was all fluffed up right here on the side, and we're fishing to go eat. She said, honey, you got to go comb your hair. I said, I ain't trying to impress nobody. I said, just wipe it down. It'll be okay. She said, but I want you to look nice. I said, okay, okay. You know how girls are, right? Oh, goodness gracious. They have keep us straight. You know what I mean? But if we give and if we're thankful, God's going to always having all sufficiency in all things that we may abound in every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food, and multiplies your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Now then, this God that we give our tithe and our offering to, he's going to return seed to us, right? He's going to bless us. He's going to give us bread to eat. If we're not obedient and give into his kingdom, you will find out that you may come up lacking. Is that right, Tom? Yeah, I guarantee it'll work. I mean, I see people all the time that are in the church, and you have no idea how many people come up here and say, I got to have another $500 for my house payment this month. I don't have it. In fact, I had a woman one time. She came up. She had to have money for every week. She needed something. Groceries, house payment, something. And I helped her for several months. Every time I told her, I said, you know, you need to start doing what God says. Get you a job. Find you a good job. Be willing to work diligently and hard. And I said, and then tithe. I said, until you do that, young lady, you're never going to be blessed. I said, you know, I'm not your provider. God is. And I said, you're using me as the pastor of this church to be your provider. I said, I am not your provider. I said, all I'm doing is giving out to you. I said, and you're taking that money out there and buying groceries and gas and everything else when you ought to be doing and obeying God. If you did, then you wouldn't have to come to me. Somebody said, goodness, you weren't very nice to her. I said, I'm telling her the truth. So this woman finally listened to me, and she went out there and got her a job, and she's working diligently. I thought, wow, you know, I guess I was a little hard on her. But all of a sudden, tithe checks started coming in. And that woman now for years has given a tithe. Ain't no telling how many times that woman's given back. This woman don't even go to church here. She lives somewhere else. But she tithes to this church. She said, you were the one that told me the truth. Now see, sometimes it pays to be hard on people, don't it? This woman is out there working. She's got her a good job. And man, she sends her tithe checks in here every week. And sometimes she'll get behind on a tithe check and we'll get a letter from her and there'll be 3 weeks worth of tithe checks in one envelope. But she tithes. And I think, wow, just think, if nobody had told this woman the truth. See, I'd still been giving her money, or somebody would have. But I told her, I said, you can't do it like this, because who is our provider? It's the King. Since everything worships and praises him, even the sun and the moon, do you think God knows how to either turn things on or turn things off for your blessing? Oh, yeah, he can turn it on or off, I guarantee. And when he turns it off, it ain't no fun. When you start having to come ask the pastor for $100 for groceries this week or $500 for a month for your rent or whatever, and this goes on for 2 or 3 or 4 months, all of a sudden I'm getting to the point where I'll tell you, hey, you know, I am not your provider. I'll help you once in a while, but I'm going to tell you, if you'll get in there and be obedient to do what God says, you would never have to come to me for money. You know that? Who is it promised to meet all your needs? God did. But what do you got to do? You got to give grudgingly? In other words, if you give it and say, I hate to give this to that church. Ooh, that didn't count for much. He didn't put that to your plus side, did he, Betty? If you say, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for the privilege, he says, oh, Lord, thank you. Multiply this seed in Jesus' name. He can do that, can't he? That's why I can get hilariously happy for giving into his kingdom, because I know what it does. He blesses your socks off. The other day when I said that, yes, she said, look, and she was barefooted. I said, that's what I thought, girl. He's blessed your socks off. Well, I told her, I said, and he'll bless them back on. The next time I saw her, she said, look, and I got them back on now. She's one of my favorite daughters. I got lots of favorite daughters, so praise the Lord. He will multiply your food, your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. The next couple of verses. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Now just think, those guys sitting there on that television set the other morning, those four big football bruisers that were out of the football business, but they're talking about it. You know what I mean. They hire those kind of guys to do this. Those guys know more about football than anything. And even though they said, you know, it's a season where we're supposed to give thanks. And I thought, to who? What are we supposed to be thankful for? Well, I can say, thank you, Joseph, for helping me last year, huh? Is that what the Lord told me to do? Not really. He's told me to thank Him. Thank the Lord, you know, praise Him. We are to give Him thanksgiving. And this thanksgiving, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. He is a supplier of everything, is He not? If you will just praise Him and worship Him and thank Him, and every day when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should do is say, Lord, thank You. That's the first thing. Then He says there, for the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. I mean, we just went through the Thanksgiving season, and I just stand in awe at the people that I saw that were sitting around tables eating things, and nobody is praising God for what they've got. Isn't that sad? You know, I really believe that a lot of these people don't really know where it comes from. Almost everybody in America has been so blessed that now then that things are getting to be hard times. Some of them are really, they don't understand. It's a curse that they're under. But how are they going to learn? You and I are going to tell them. When we give money, the money that we get into this ministry pays for all these CDs and DVDs and all of the costs to make these things. And then we're able to send out 10,000 CDs and DVDs a week somewhere all over the world, free and postpaid.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Just Passing Through This Earth, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.